After he had say prayed, Jesus took his disciples out athwart the Kidron Cluch, and gaed with them into a garden on the far side. Judas, that was betraying him, was weel acquaint with a bit, for Jesus had many time forgathered there with his disciples. So now he gaed out till it with the soldiers of the garrison and temple guards sent by the high priests and Pharisees, armed and with boots and torches carrying. Kenning what was to come o'er him, Jesus stopped for it and said to them, "What is it you're seeking?"
"Jesus of Nazareth," they answered.
"I am him," said he. Judas, that was betraying him, was standing with him. And when Jesus said to them, "I am him," he stevelled backlands and gaed clout on the ground.
"What is it ye are seeking?" Jesus speared at them again. And they said, "Jesus o' Nazareth."
"I tell ye, I am him," said Jesus. "Say, gin it is me ye are seeking, let their men in gang their wars." This was at the word he had spoken might come true. "O them thou gied me, I didna ain." Simon Peter then drew the sword he was carrying and struck the high priest's servant and snedded off his right lug. The man's name was Malchus. But Jesus said to him, "Put your sword back in its scabbard. Am I no to drink the cup that the Father has gien me to drink?" The soldiers of the garrison, with their cornel and the Jewish temple guards, knew gripped Jesus, sickered his horns, and took him to Annas. They brought him to Annas first because he was good feather to Caiaphas, the high priest that year. The same Caiaphas that had counselled the Jews it would serve them best that a man should die for the hale folk. Jesus was followed by Simon Peter and another disciple. This disciple was acquaint with the high priest, and he gaed until the yard of the palace along with Jesus. But Peter bade standing there out at the door. Belive the other disciple, him it was acquaint with the high priest, gaed out, and after two or three words with the janitress, brought Peter in by. The servant lass, the janitress like, said to Peter, "You'll no be one of this man's disciples, stay, na?"
"No me," said he.
The servants and temple guards had kennelled an ingle and were standing beacon fermented, for it was cauldriff. Peter stood with them and beaked no. The high priest questioned Jesus and ent his disciples and his teaching. "I hae spoken fair out to the hale world," Jesus answered. "All my teaching has been in synagogues and the temple. Ne'er said I ocht in Highlands, but for div ye speer at me? Speer at them that has heard me what I telt them. They ken what I said." When he said that, one of the temple guards lent him a haffet to his left, saying, "Would ye answer the high priest that gate?" "Can I spak ill the new?" said Jesus. "Tell the court what ill I said." "But can I spak weel? What for div ye clour me?" Annas then sent him awa, eye bund, to Caiaphas the high priest. Simon Peter was aye standing out by, beaking himself at the fire. So they said to him, "You'll be in his disciples, stay now." But he disavowed him. "No me," said he. One of the high priest's servants that was sib to the man at Peter snedded his lug said, "Did I no see ye the garden wi' him?" But Peter disavowed him yance mair. An straucht a cock crew. At the first of the day they carried Jesus frae Caiaphas to the governor's palace. But they gaed na in by themselves, for that would have defiled them and hindered them to eat the Passover. So Pilate came out to them.
"What charge he again this man?" he speared.
"An he wasna a footer," they answered. "We wouldna have hunted him out to ye."
"Take him yourselves and try him by your ain law," said Pilate.
But the Jews answered, "It is no leasum for us to put ony into death."
So answered they, because what Jesus had said anent the death he was to die, but come through.
Pilate then gaed back into the palace, and gat bring Jesus afore him.
"Are ye the king of Jews?" he speared at him.
"Are ye saying that at your ain hand?" said Jesus. "Or hae they spoken to ye anent me?"
"Am I a Jew?" said Pilate.
"'Tis your ain countrymen and the heed priests that has handed ye over to me. What hae ye done?"
"My kingdom," Jesus answered, "is near this world. Can my kingdom had been of this world, my soldiers would be fechtin' to hod me out of the grips of the Jews. But nah, my kingdom belongs na this world."
"Ah, well, ye are a king then," said Pilate.
"Ye hae said it," Jesus answered. "It was e'en for this I was born and come into the world, to bear witness to the truth."
"What is truth?" said Pilate.
And with that he gaed out by again to the Jews and said to them,
"I find nae fault in him. Ye hae a custom that I should liberate ye man for ye at the Passover. Is it your will that I should liberate the king of Jews?"
But they reared out again,
"Know him, Bar Abbas."
Bar Abbas was a reaver.
Pilate knew, took Jesus and gart leash him. The soldiers then plaited a wreath with thorn races and put it on his head and clad him in a purple mantle. After whilk, they made a ploy of coming up to him with, "Hail the king of Jews," and saying, lending him a halfet with their luffs. Belive, Pilate gaed out yence mair and said to them,
"Look, I'm bringing him out to ye, to let ye see I find nae fault in him."
Jesus then came out, wearing the wreath of thorn races and the purple mantle. And Pilate said,
"See, here he is."
At the sight of him, the heed priests and temple guards reared out,
"To the cross! To the cross with him!"
"Take him and crucify him yourselves," said Pilate. "I find nae fault in him."
"We hae our ain law," the Jews answered, "and behit he should be put to death for holding out to be the Son of God."
When Pilate heard them say that, he was the mair afeard, and he gaed back into the palace and said to Jesus, "Wha are ye?" But Jesus answered him nane.
"Will ye no speak to me?" said Pilate. "Div ye no ken that I hae the poor to liberate ye, and the poor to cause crucify ye?"
"Ye wouldna hae nae poor ower me ava'," said Jesus, "and ye hadna been gien it frae a bun. And that maxim that pat me intil your hands mair to white nor ye are." After that, Pilate was for setting him free, but the Jews reared and better reared,
"Can ye set this man free? Ye are nae friend o' Caesar's. Elkin that hods out to be a king is setting himself up against Caesar."
When he heard what they were saying, Pilate brang Jesus forth and sat down in the judgment seat of the place called the Plain Stains, Gabbatha of the Aramaic. It was the day afore the Passover. The time was about 12 hours, less or mair. Syne he said to them,
"Look, here is your king."
But they reared out,
"Take him awa', take him awa', to the cross wi' him."
"Would ye hae me crucify your king?" said Pilate.
"We hae nae king but a Caesar,"
the heed priests answered. Pilate then haunted Jesus' hour to be crucified.
So they took Jesus, and he gaed forth of the toon, carrying his cross himself, to the place called the Hairn Pan, Golgotha, at the Aramaic. And there they crucified him. And along with him, other twa, yin on ilka side, and Jesus atween them. Pilate set a placard on the cross, and whilk he had gart scrive the words, Jesus, O Nazareth, King o' Jews. Their words was read by many Jews, because the place where Jesus was crucified was Shortgate for the tomb, and the words was written in Aramaic, for by Latin and Greek. Say the Jewish he'd priest said to Pilate, You shouldna say King o' Jews, but he threepit he was King o' Jews. Pilate answered, What I hae written, I hae written. After they had crucified Jesus, the soldiers took his clays and hoffed them in four parts, yin for ilka soldier. But the cirque was woven on ye piece from the top to the bottom, but seam more steek. So they said to Luther, Was no screed thus. Let's cast cables for was to hear it. This was as the word of scriptures had come through. They departed my clays among them. Over my cleedin' they cast the cables. The whilk was e'en what the soldiers did. Meantime, Jesus' mother and her sister were standing aside the cross, and with them Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary of Magdala. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple that he loved standing aside her, he said to her, This is your son. And signed to the disciple, This is your mother. And for that day, the disciple took her until his ain hame. I knew Jesus, kennin' that all thing had been done that bid be done, said in fulfilment of the word of Scripture, I'm thirsty. There was a cog sitting there, full of sour wine. So the Duke had a sponge of the wine, and pat it in a spear, and raxed it up till his mouth. And when he had taken the wine, he said, It is done. Syne he bowed his head, and gied up his spirit. It was the Friday o' Passover Week, and the Jews wasna wanting that the bodies should bide on the crosses on the Sabbath, since that was a by-ordinar holy Sabbath. So they socht Pilate to cause brak the men's legs and tak the bodies awa'. So the soldiers come and brak the legs both of the first man and the other that was crucified with Jesus. But when they come to Jesus and found that he was deed else, they brakna his legs. But yin of the soldiers stopped his spear until his side, and strocht blood and water bouted forth. We hae the witness o' yin that saw it for this, and leal and soothfast is the witness and he is born. And he kens that his witness is true, said ye tae may believe. For all this happened that the word of Scripture might come through. Bone o' him shanna be broken. And again, there is another word of Scripture. They will look on him as they prog it. After this, Joseph frae Arimathea, it was a disciple of Jesus, but hidling ways, for dread of the Jews, sought freedom of Pilate to take away the body. Pilate gied him his allowance, and he came and took it away. Nicodemus, that had first come to Jesus under Clude Nacht, came tae, bringing with him 50-60 pund o' minged myrrh and allies. So they took Jesus' body and swelled it in deed linens with the spices among them, as the Jews is in use today at the buskin o' a corp for burial. At the place where he had been crucified, there was a garden. And in the garden, a new graf, that nane had yet been learned in. There, because it was the Jewish foresabbath, and the graf was near hand, they laid Jesus.